Ask you about Mark Heisley yesterday.
Yeah.
What did he show you throughout the season to say, hey, can be a big part of your plan?
I think, you know, obviously, you know, Marquise was, if you really look back on the season, you look at Marquise, he really did a heck of a job for us on third down. I mean, when you look at the third down catches that he had, you know, he had a lot of conversions. And I think people are going to focus on maybe the drops that he had, but, you know, obviously he's someone that we targeted quite a bit. And, you know, but I'll tell you, here's what I think. If you look at the way Marquise played, people are going to look at more of this, the statistics, and really judge him on the stats of how he played. But what I do, what I would do is I would challenge everyone to watch the film and watch the job he did in the run game. And I think it's very difficult when you know, you're talking about you want to be a physical football team, and then all of a sudden you're talking about, hey, we need our receivers to come down in there and crack and block on these safeties and really show this physical nature of the game. And I think that's the one thing that I, like, you know, the one thing about a season is you'll look back and you might say to yourself, you know, really maybe the media didn't, maybe they missed this or didn't see this, or this is something that wasn't written about. And I think what after the season does at this point, it maybe it gives you a moment where you can say, hey, listen, I challenge you guys to go back and look at what Marquise Lee did in our run game. And people say, hey, listen, we did this running the football and did that. Marquise Lee was a big part, even though he's a wide receiver, he was a big part of what we did running the football. And I don't mean that to take away from him being a very good wide receiver. I'm saying that in the sense of an all-around player that does everything that we ask him to do. And he did an outstanding job in the run game. He's a very, very tough player, and we're excited about him coming back.
DJ Hayden and Aaron Colvin, how different, how similar are they in terms of replacing?
You know, I think you know, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, listen, you know, we bettered ourselves or did anything. You know, AC, you know, was a heck of a player, and I said that during the year, you know. And, you know, when obviously in free agency, hey, you know, you get some players, you lose some players, those things happen. And AC gone on, and we wish him the best of luck, except for, you know, twice a year. But you know, then we went out and we had to replace that, and you're looking for someone with a skill set, not necessarily a skill set of what the former player had, a skill set for what you're looking for in that position. So when we were able to go out there and evaluate and a player that was available as DJ Hayden, we saw that skill set with very good skills being able to play on the outside as well as the inside. And so we were fortunate, you know, to be able to acquire a player like DJ. And we're looking forward to him, to, you know, coming in and working with that defense. We know that, you know, we have something, you know, the 2017 year, we have some very good players on that side of the ball. And they did some really good things. And, you know, our thing as coaches is, okay, when these players come back, how are we going to challenge them? How are we going to challenge them to not only improve personally as a player, but, you know, improve as a unit, you know, from that. And we expect, you know, DJ to be a big part of that and helping us.
You talked about Norwell yesterday some. Mm-hmm. But how do you expect him to help the line overall?
Yeah. You know, anytime that you can, you know, the line is funny. You know, you're going to be as good as your weakest link. And I think that, you know, that's something that I've always subscribed to as an offensive line coach, you know, with your offensive line. Because what's interesting about offense is that, you know, in defense, 11 players can go out there. 10 guys can get blocked. One player can make, you know, get through, beat somebody, and all of a sudden they can make a play. And everyone's like, oh, this is great. Conversely, on offense, everyone really has to do their job, because if someone doesn't, you're in trouble. And I think when you go with the line, you're going to be judged on how everyone does as a unit. And I really think that, you know, Andrew's going to bring, obviously we understand the type of player that he is. We're talking about a player that, you know, in free agency, it might not be the most sexy, you know what I'm saying? Free agency deal, because no one could put their stamp on, oh, this player has X amount of tackles, X amount of sacks, he does this and does that. But you're talking about an all-pro player at a position that, you know, didn't give up, you know, sacks, was obviously outstanding in the run game, that brings a physical toughness to any team that he was going to be able to go to. And I think any team in the NFL would love to acquire a player like this. And I think what's important for us to understand is that, you know, we as an organization talk about, you know, our number one goal is to win the physical battle. And then you see us go out in free agency and match the philosophy, you know, that we have as a team. And I think that just reiterates everything of, hey, this is who we are. These are the type of players we want to bring in. And I do think that I think he'll help everyone around him. But I do think that we have players on our team that will help him also elevate his game, you know, to the highest level.
Excuse me, George. Lake's in California right now.
Yeah.
Training.
Mm-hmm. I talked to him the other day.
What do you guys want him to accomplish during this time of year?
You know, it's very difficult with the rules, Ryan, you know, as far as like the collective bargain agreement of, you know, we can't really coach the players, can't be around them, they can't use your facilities as far as throwing a football. And they can work out, but the weight coaches can't. So, you know, Blake was in a very comfortable routine of being able to go out to California, go out there and throw and work out. And that's what he's doing now, and that gives him the maximum amount of time to spend on football. So I talked to Blake maybe 2 or 3 days ago. Hey, how? And it wasn't, you know, because I have to be careful too, because I can't. I'm literally not allowed to call the player and talk to him about football or scheme or anything. And I was just calling and said, hey, how's everything going? Just want to give you a heads up. Hey, here's what's going on in free agency. You know, how you feeling? Good. Working out. Really happy. Looking forward to coming back. You know, so it was just that type of banter went on. But I'm happy that he's out there, and I'm happy that, you know, he's related to me. Hey, listen, I'm pain free. I'm having a good time. I'm working. I'm really excited to come back and start working with the players when phase one starts.
Well, he told you there's no limitations with him.
No limitations whatsoever.
What so he's pain free. How much do you think it bothered him last year?
I don't know. I think he would probably be able to answer that question. You know, when you're a coach, Blake's a very you guys know he's a tough guy. Mm-hmm. And one thing about, you know, when you're a coach and you're like, hey, how you feeling, how you doing, you know, the tough guys always answer you the same way. They're always like, I'm great, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm fine. You know, and they're kind of short, which means they're probably not as fine as they're saying. But, you know, he was never a player that was going to give you an indication that something was hindering him. Like a lot of our players. A lot of guys play with bumps and bruises. And, you know, I have an appreciation for that. But I also want our players to be smart, making sure that they get treatment and do the right thing so we can make sure that they heal correctly.
Doug, what are your thoughts on the proposed revisions to the catch rule?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing all that stuff, you know, really. I don't get myself involved with a lot of things that, you know, no one's saying, hey, Doug Marone, tell us what you want and we'll do this rule, you know. I kind of listen, and I understand that there's two sides of it. In other words, the sides that, you know, you look at the officiating part and you say, okay, what can they officiate? You know, what can they do? And then, hey, listen, what can we do on our end to clean this up? And then what do we want to coach and how do we want to coach it? So I think, you know, obviously we're trying to clean it up and make it where, you know, anyone can watch the tape and go, that's a catch, that's not a catch, you know. And I think we're trying to get closer to that. So I think, you know, all sides are working in conjunction to, you know, trying to get that right. And that I like that because I want to do whatever is best for the game and anything that we do from a rule standpoint. And I think that, you know, we're trying to collectively work on that in all three sides.
You guys tendered Corey Grant at a high level, the second round level. Do you envision him playing a bigger part?
I don't know. I know I like him. So, like, when it comes down to, like when you guys ask questions, like, hey, we did this with him, or did, like, the legalities or the, I don't know, the contractual things of all that stuff, I kind of get asked the question, right, like, hey, coach, how do you see Corey Grant in his role? What do you think he's doing for us on offense? How, you know, what do you think about the player? And I sit there and go, hey, listen, I really like this player's role. This is what he does for us. Really love to have him back. I think he's this type of player. You know, he's someone that can do this. Maybe he expands. You know, look, this is what's going on. So I don't know, like, when you talk about he was 10 to this, 10, I have no idea. You know, because I don't understand the workings or the knowledge of, hey, what do you have to tender someone so that no one can get him or you really like him or anything of that nature? But to answer your question, I like Corey. I think we saw some things late in the year, you know, where he was able to help us in a little bit different role, you know, a little bit split out, you know, throwing in those little bubbles where, you know, obviously in the New England game, and he did a hell of a job of that. And I think those are things that we're going to be challenged with, because I think Corey is someone with talent, you know, but at the same time, that's going to be the challenge on offense. You know, you look back there and you have someone, you know, you have Leonard Fournette back there, and, you know, you have some people on the perimeter, and, you know, you're acquiring different players, and that's what we're going to be doing, you know, from now to the season of, you know, where do these players fit in situationally? What do we want to do? Where do we want to go to? You know, things of that nature, and then going out and playing, knowing that these players have some skill sets that can contribute to us, you know, winning football games.
Like getting that second contract, what steps do you envision him taking now as a...
I think for all of us, whether you're a coach that's able to get a contract or an extension, or, you know, you're a player, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's expectations that are out there with our football team. And I think we all know that we have a lot of work ahead of us. You just don't, you know, show up and say, okay, this is what we accomplished in 2017. We just need to do this, and 2018 is going to be a better year. You know, we have to understand that, you know, what happened to us in the past is we put a lot of hard work in to earn, you know, everything that we accomplished in 17. So, you know, in 2018, it's going to come back, and the players that are coming back and that have been rewarded, whether you're a coach or a player, we understand we have a lot of hard work ahead of us, and we have a lot of work to put in, you know, before we can, you know, be the type of finished product that we'd like to be, and that's about winning football games.
Doug, what do you enjoy about the draft
process? You guys are, like, rattling questions left and right.
I feel like if I don't get it.
No, go ahead.
What do you enjoy about the draft process?
I enjoy watching someone get up there making the pick. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like third down, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're in third down, you know, offensively, defensively, and, you know, the whole stadium, and everybody's watching, like, you know, what are they doing, you know? But honestly, I think it's a – I really do enjoy the grind of the draft. And when I say the grind of the draft, you know, obviously we've gone through already the grind of the combine, you know, where you have all the players there, and they're being tested, and – you know, it's like player after player after player that you're evaluating, going through, and, you know, you're trying to pick, you know, you're trying to pick at this player and say, okay, this is what he's good at, this is where he has to improve. Well, maybe he's not here, maybe he's not there. And then you have an opinion from an area scout, a scout that's good with the position, a regional scout, a coach, a coordinator, an executive vice president, a general manager, you know, and you're going in there and you're getting all this stuff and you're trying to put a value, you know what I'm saying, on this player. And I think it's, you know, it's a really a fascinating process that you go through, and it's pretty much one that I've gone through everywhere I've been. So, you know, it's kind of fascinating to watch a lot of different opinions on a player, and then at the end of the day, the organization is going to place a value on him and put him on a board and say, okay, this is where we see this player. So for me, I genuinely, you know, like being able to, hey, watch the film and just sit back and write an evaluation on a player. And I appreciate being able to throw that evaluation in there and it being one of many that's part of the process that's going to define a player. You know, even though, yes, in title I'm the head coach, but I'm part of the process like a coordinator, an assistant coach, and you know, everyone else, you know, when it comes down to writing those reports.
You always look ahead. You don't like say, look, here's what we did last year.
Yeah,
we're
that's
good
not,
to go. But
no, I don't know about we're good to go, no, but I understand what you're saying.
But to that premise, have you had much time to reflect on, obviously, a lot of good things happened to you, for you guys last season?
You know, I think, you know, the NFL, it's always a – The one thing that's unique about this league is it's always going to go forward and it's not going to wait. So for me, I used to always have this saying, and I told this to someone, I'm probably 3 years behind. And I mean that because when in 2006, when I was with the New Orleans Saints and we won the, you know, we went to the NFC Championship game and we lost to Chicago, it was kind of the same questions. Like, what'd you think? Here'd you, you know, what'd you do? This is what you, and I'm like, you know, I don't know. And then I remember like a couple years later when I was actually taking the Syracuse job, I was going to Syracuse to become the head coach. It was a book and it had the 2006 season. It was like more of like a coffee table book. And I remember there's a lot of things going on. You know, you come back and you're not in football mode and you want to reconnect with your family and your kids. So you're not really thinking about the season. You want to be able to spend that time with your children. And I remember sitting there having coffee just like this and looking at this book on the coffee table and taking it out and going, I remember looking through the book going, holy cow, this was 2006. What a great year. Oh my gosh, what great things happened. That was great. That was fun. You know, and I realized that, like, you know, I really never appreciated what went on that year because I couldn't afford to do that. I can't afford to spend a moment, look back, enjoy myself because we're always pushing forward, looking to get better. And that's how I feel about having done that in 06. That's how I feel. That's helped me now where, hey, 2017, what I've done is I've taken those memories and I've gotten a box. I put those memories in that box and kind of tied it up and say, hey, listen, there'll be a time for me to look at this and really enjoy it, but now's not the time. You know, we have to get ourselves better and keep moving forward.
When you bring a top 30 visits in before the draft, what do you like to get out of those at the conference?
You know, it's interesting. I'm always trying to find ways, and I challenge myself, you know, and I talk to a lot of people about, you know, answer, you know, how do you get someone to answer the question, I love football. We sit there and we take it for granted a lot, meaning that if I asked anyone right here, right now, you know, we're bringing in these players or we go to the combine, everyone here would say, gosh, of course these guys love football for the amount of work that they put in, the lifting, the running, you know, on and on and on. But I want to truly know deep inside, you know, how much they do love the game, because that's important for me personally. You know, for the players. I give you a great example. You know, Cam Robinson, you know, our left tackle came out and, you know, people were worried about, well, what's going on with his shoulder? What's going on with this? And hey, maybe, you know, what's, you know, and there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things going on. But I think the one thing that Cam that did a great job of showing us was how much he loves the game of football. He just loves playing football. And I think, you know, for me, I'm like, listen, you know, we understand that, you know, he has some injuries. Injuries are part of the game, you know, whatever it may be. But this guy's love for the game is going to really get him over the top of all those things. And that's what I saw this year. And I say the same thing. I look at young players like Cam Robinson and Leonard Fournette, and people ask me a lot about those two players, more the technical issues of why they're such good players. But the first thing that comes to my mind is they love playing the game. They love playing. And, you know, I always say our challenge as coaches is to make sure that we're evaluating how many people just love to go out there and play football and have actual, genuine fun playing it. And I think that's what's important to me in this process when those 30 visits come in.
Is that what separates Andrew from other players? Is that why maybe people didn't realize how much he loved it? That's why he went undrafted? Or how does that happen? You go from undrafted to all pro?
It happens now. I mean, I've had players that never even played. Brandon Moore was a player I had with the New York Jets that didn't, you know, he was a defensive player that wound up playing offensive line for a long, long period of time, became a Pro Bowl player. Dak Streif was a seventh round pick, became a player who just retired. Jermont Bushrod, you know, it's a lot of things. But I do agree. I do. Now, there's going to be a level of talent that takes place. You have to have a level of talent to be able to perform. But I think the desire, the unselfishness, that will, that love of the game, I always say this, okay? Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. You know, and I say that to the players quite a bit. And I believe in that. And I think that, you know, we want to be a team that, don't get me wrong, we want to have talent, but we want to be a team that, you know, is consistently going in there and working hard. And we love being around each other. We love competing against each other, pushing each other. And, you know, that's the type of, when people say, what type of atmosphere you want? That's the type of atmosphere that we want to have.
You mentioned Leonard and Cam. You see those guys, always talk about the second year jump. You see those guys able to do that, especially Cam?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's a challenge for everyone, whether you're coming off a good year. You know, it's like, you know, where's Cole going to be?
Right.
You know, he went through this season and oh, Jesus. You know, he's gone through this season.
Oh, your chores.
You're welcome. No problem. You know, he's gone through the season of these ups and the, like, the first thing with Cole was like, okay, here he comes. He's a free agent. God, he really comes on the scene, really does a lot to impress everyone. Okay, now all of a sudden you hit this little patch of, you know, maybe he's not showing up as much. You know, well, wait a minute, what's going on? Is it the nutrition? Is it the wear and tear? You know, so you get these little ups and downs. And as that's going on, the player, he's really looking and evaluating, learning how to, you know, go through a season. So I'm excited to see what he's learned from last year. I'm excited to see, you know, all the players that played for us in their first year. I'm excited to see how they handle themselves and how they come back. Yes, you would like a bump. You would want that. But I think you're only going to get that if they handle things the right way. And that's when you look at, you know, other players that have gone through it. A Miles Jack, a Jalen Ramsey. You know, guys that aren't too far away from that first year that have played that maybe are going to help those guys, you know, come along.
Like you got enough out of the tight end positions or everything you wanted to accomplish?
I think out of a from a coaching perspective, you know, I'm always looking like, how could I have gotten more? You know, and I look at that at each position. So, you know, we're always trying to get more out of, you know, whether it's the tight end position, the O-line position, the linebacker, the DBs. You know, you're constantly saying, okay, all right, here's what happened. Here's what we did a good job of. Here's what we didn't. Why didn't we do a good job of it? How can we get more, you know what I'm saying, out of each player? So I think it's one of those things that we'll look at. We'll see the skill set, you know, of that room. You know, that room's changed quite a bit. You know, obviously now that, you know, Mercedes isn't with us, and he was a great player for us for a long time and really did a heck of a job last year. And, you know, now it's going to be interesting. It's going to be different. And, you know, now the question is who's going to step up in that room? You know, Severian Jenkins, what's his, you know, contribution to that room? You know, James O'Shaughnessy, you know, with Greenidge, you know, where is he at in his development? You know, Koyak, there's a lot of things that are going on in that room now that, you know, it's like, you know, we're all going to be looking at. We're all going to be watching. And I think that, you know, and we'll see things together. And we'll work on getting those guys better and better.